I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. In South Africa, a billionaire businessman named Robert Gumede is in the spotlight. Gumede recently became the first black shareholder in a major South African rugby team, the Golden Lions. Rugby has traditionally been considered a white sport in South Africa. At the announcement, Gumede even reenacted an iconic scene that many Americans saw in the movie Invictus. He pulled on a Lions jersey and lined up next to the team's blonde-haired captain. But now Gumede's in the news again, and this time the focus of corruption allegations. Reporter Alex Yelisiv is following the story in Johannesburg. Let's start first, Alex, with Gumede's announcement last month. Pretty dramatic moment there in Ellis Park Field. What did he kick off exactly?
It was indeed a dramatic announcement. Basically, on the 5th of October at the Ellis Park Stadium, which is a very important stadium for us, Robert Gumede and his partner, Ivor Ichikovits, basically announced that they were buying out 49% of shares in the Golden Lions, which is one of our big provincial teams. So it crossed all sorts of Rubicons in terms of the sport, in terms of new money coming into the club. And it was a very big announcement for us.
And you mentioned Ivor Ichikovits. Is he a Russian and a Russian oligarch by any chance?
Well, I don't know if he's an oligarch. I'm a Russian myself. He is very well known in South African circles because he's very close to all the big political players here, Jacob Zuma being one of them. He is an arms and oil dealer, basically. He made his money by selling surplus armored vehicles from South Africa into Africa and into the Middle East.
So the two of them make this move. They line up and own the Golden Lions. Why is this so important for South Africans, both symbolically and for the financial future of the rugby team?
There is a lot of symbolism here, and as you mentioned, the launch itself recreated that beautiful moment in 1995 when we won the Rugby World Cup. What Mandela did by attending that match is say to South Africa, moving forward from here, this sport is going to be for everybody. Traditionally, it was a very white sport, whereas soccer was reserved for the black spectators. And Gumede's stance is very similar. He wants to create that same symbolism. He wants to say, I'm the first black major shareholder. I'm going to transform the players. I'm going to transform where they play, by taking the game from the Ellis Park Stadium to perhaps the FNB Stadium, which is in Soweto, by transforming the people who watch rugby, by getting black business to invest in rugby.
So Gumede essentially picked up Mandela's plea to, co-opt the sport of rugby for the Rainbow Nation, essentially. But now that somewhat inspirational moment has been eclipsed. Tell us about the allegations on the front pages across South Africa today, charges by Gumede's ex-wife, Zongi Gumede.
Basically, it comes down to two payments of 50,000 rand each, which is about $15,000 that were made by his wife Zongi to the wife of another executive who used to work for Telkom, which is our big telephone provider. This was back in 2004. And it is serious because Gumede, of course, received a lot of tenders from that company in the months that followed.
And what does Gumede say about the charges?
His explanation is that it was all harmless. It was basically just a donation towards a non-profit organization. It's a really big debate here, and he's caught at the center of it just a couple of weeks after he made the big announcement. And of course, he's just really started buying up the players. And at the press conference where he announced the new player, Lionel Mapwe, he said, we're still using the credit card here. We haven't even whipped out the checkbook. So he's still got a lot on the cards. He's still going to buy a lot of big players, but this certainly doesn't bode well.
Does this take the air out of the elation of, South Africa's essentially first black-owned rugby team?
I'm not so sure. It's been a really fantastic year for us for sports. I mean, if you look at the 2010 World Cup, which
sure,
we held earlier on, there's a lot of really nice stuff happening at the moment in sports. So there certainly is momentum and it's building. We are seeing more players of color in the teams. So it's moving. And I think this corruption show is perhaps just a sideshow. It's not going to detract from what he's doing at the club itself. But of course, we have to keep an eye on both.
Reporter Alex Yelisiv in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thanks for your time.
It's an absolute pleasure.